Dana and Sam for breakfast on 98.1 Power FM. Now, over summer, cricket has kicked off. We've seen it with the Test cricket on, Sammy.
Yes.
But also, it's making an appearance here in the Upper Hunter. The Scone Sixers Junior Cricket, they're part of the Scone Junior Cricket Club. And this is a girls' competition that's actually starting up in February. We're joined on the phone by Darren Crowther. He is the president of Scone Junior Cricket. How are you going, mate?
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. Look, Darren, how can these girls join the club? How do they register?
The girls can just get on to play junior cricket or play cricket in Scone. Mm-hmm. Just follow the prompts on the website and that will direct you to the girls' competition. It's $30 for the season and it'll run through the first term of school coming back. So it's about an 8-week program.
Brilliant. And there's more details on the Scone Junior Cricket Club Facebook page as well. Darren, let's chat about girls in sport. I'm so pleased that you've made this a focus of Scone Junior Cricket this year and in the past years because, you know, we're seeing representation with Test cricket, the female sides in Australia playing nationally. We're also seeing the rise of AFLW, and I play AFLW in Muswellbrook myself. And I'm so around, you know, if girls don't see the representation, how do they know that they could actually do this professionally? What's the response been like in the past couple of years of girls playing cricket in Scone?
It's been absolutely amazing, and it's one of my passions through what I do, and it's a privilege to what I do, and I love it. Mm. And we've been floating this idea as an executive for a number of years, and last year we finally got it up and going, and it has been just amazing, the response. Last year we had the program running. We capped it off at 50 girls, which we never thought we'd get to, and we got to it within, you know, a few weeks. And with that, it's one of the largest, if not the largest program, girls-only program in the country. So it's something that we're very, very proud of and something that we really want to keep going. And hopefully this year will be bigger and better again.
Fingers crossed, mate. Hey, Dana's always talking about how she doesn't understand cricket and how she thinks it's
a cricket interview, mate.
It's a little bit boring. So is there any chance we can get her in the nets against a few pace bowlers to show her how not boring it is?
Oh, I can see you going down there and playing cricket. It's great fun. And the great thing about it, Dana, is it's all different levels. So with the girls, we have girls that have never played before and they just want to go down and play with their friends. And there are some girls that have actually got serious talent. The great thing about the program, it's on a Friday afternoon, runs from about 5 o'clock to about 6:30. Mm-hmm. So it's short and sharp, fun. Girls can play with their friends in their own team. So it's it's great. It's a great program.
Darren, I can promise you I will not be one of those talented players. Absolutely not. I can only just start to kick a footy. So one sport at a time, mate.
Don't downplay yourself, Dana. You should come down.
Oh, bless you. Well, if you've got kids at 12 to 18 years old who want to get involved in cricket, this is a wonderful way to do it, especially this female Scone Sixers girls competition, which starts next month. If you want to look them up on Facebook for more information, just look up Scone Junior Cricket. We're chatting to the president of the club, Darren Crowther. Thank you so much for getting across the details this morning, mate.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and please give me a call anytime. I'm happy to help out when I can.
You've thrown me under the bus, Sammy.